It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, July 26th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, it's Samsung's turn to tell the world just how well it did last quarter. The South Korean tech giant has become a successful competitor to Apple, selling tons of tablets, phones, and more. But the big question for investors is, what have you done for me lately, Samsung? Like Apple, its recent success means an ever higher bar of expectation, from profits to innovation. Marketplace's Shannon Mullen reports.
Strong sales of Samsung's latest smartphone, the Galaxy S4, helped put the company back on top. Staying there might be tough.
The growth of smartphones is slowing.
Tech industry analyst Jeff Kagan says by now, most people who want smartphones have them.
So with that, all these makers are going to be facing the same threat. They have to come up with new devices, new pricing, new features.
As Samsung can attest, innovation gaps leave time for competitors to catch up, especially if they make cheaper phones. Gartner analyst Hughes de la Verne.
Chinese vendors, Huawei and ZTE, which have adopted a very low margin to no margin strategy, are really creating pricing pressure for vendors like Samsung and others on the low end.
Samsung's got problems in the high-end market, too. There's a new smartphone coming down the line from Motorola and Google, set to launch August 1st. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
Yesterday, Facebook stock was up on good earnings news, but another Facebook story from this week caught our eye. It's about the developing world, where Facebook wants to be the portal for mobile users connecting to the internet. But those users won't be likely using anything like the latest iPhone. Instead, they might be using flip phones to get online. Harvard's Jonathan Zittrain has been thinking about this.
It's a chance, essentially, for Facebook to write the app and to have the app maybe be the primary or only way that the user of that device experiences something beyond telephone calls and text messaging.
This is what Facebook has always dreamed of.
Exactly. I mean, it's pretty easy to have a sticky site when there's nowhere else to go.
But there are some negative impacts of this kind of internet paradigm in the developing world, right?
I think in the developing world, there ought to be some eye kept on whether we're developing the sorts of walled gardens that we remember as a blast from the past with CompuServe and AOL and Prodigy back in the day.
I remember that dashboard.
Exactly. And, you know, Uncle AOL was everything you'd ever need kind of thing. And now we know there are greener pastures beyond the gate.
What kind of protections would you put in place to you know, keep things open?
Figuring that the seeds of nerddom are pretty widely distributed and evenly distributed, and kind of taking from the spirit of the One Laptop Per Child project, I think it would be extremely useful in the developing world for young people there to be learning how to code, learning how to build their own apps and websites and such. And actually, I think the strategy to keep an open internet is to see that the internet's principles and opportunities are something available to people on the ground in the developing world.
Jonathan Zittrain, a man currently sowing the seeds of nerddom and co-founder of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Jonathan, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.